Riverside Locker Room Chat. It continues here tonight. I'm Brandon Tamma. We are joined now by the Cyclones boys coach. That is Tyler Herbster. It is brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones victorious on Tuesday night over Donovan West by a final score of 53-40. So let's dive right into it, coach. Just take us through the overall thoughts and takeaways from your team's 13-point win.
Kind of happy with the way our kids came out and played hard. We didn't get off to as fast a start as I wanted to. I don't think we scored in the first 4 minutes. But we kind of the second and third quarter went really well for us. We were pretty aggressive defensively, which led to us, fouling quite a bit. And I think we sent them to the free throw line, roughly 30 times last night. And I think I started counting and we had 32 fouls on our team. And like I said, it was more just because in practice, we've been kind of getting after it, being rough around the perimeter with each other and, putting our bodies on each other. And I think we just were a little too amped up and we fouled quite a bit early on. So, like I said, the second and third quarter went well. Kind of was hoping we didn't have to run so many offensive sets, really just letting our defense control our offense. But overall, pretty happy with the way we played. And we also got to the free throw line quite a bit, too. So.
How challenging is it to coach physical play yet not having the fouls pile up?
I feel like I would rather be really aggressive early on and learn how to tone that back just a tad without fouling than not be aggressive. You know, trying to teach I think toning it back a little bit will be easier than trying to teach kids how to be aggressive at times. So I think we'll learn in honestly, if kids want to stay out on the floor, then they'll learn how to play defense a little bit better without fouling. So something that I'm not overly worried about moving forward. And honestly, our depth is we have really good depth this year. The three kids that came off the bench are just as good as some of the kids in our starting five. So I think two kids off the bench were both scored in double digits. So pretty pleased with our overall effort, our willingness to play hard, I guess.
Well, you guys get a tough opponent on Friday night. It'll be our feature broadcast on 103.9. You get the Troy Trojans, and obviously, you know, last year you guys were in different leagues. You know, you were in the Big 7, and Troy was in the NEK or in the TVL. But now both teams here are in the Northeast Kansas League, and they've looked really good here in their first couple of games. They held on, beat Hiawatha last week by 2, and then they put it on Jackson Heights a little bit on Tuesday night, winning by 20. You know, what can you tell us about this Troy team that you're going to see on Friday?
You know, I think on paper and on when you look at, they've got good-looking athletes that are physically strong, and I think you kind of look at our kids, and we have kind of very similar athletes around the perimeter, and our big guys inside are big and strong. So, I feel like it's going to be a pretty good matchup between the two. They've got guards that don't turn the ball over. They've got kids that can knock down shots. They can score inside a little bit. They can slow it down and run offense, or they can push it in transition. So they're a pretty well-balanced team. And, to me, it kind of just seems like whoever's comes out and plays the hardest and doesn't turn the ball over and knocks down shots are probably who's going to win the game.
There it is. That is Riverside boys basketball coach. That is Tyler Herbster joining us. Again, they get Troy on Friday on the road. We will have those games for you on 103.9 as part of our games of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. But the Cyclones, again, coming off the win against Donovan West, will be at Troy on Friday night. Coach, we really appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
All right. Thank you.